Hello, my love, and welcome to Coming Home with Mama T. I'm your host, Tierra, aka Mama T, and on this podcast, we explore the journey of living luxuriously through mastering manifestation, through maintaining a positive mindset, and truly coming home to ourselves so that we understand who we are and what we desire so we can live a fulfilling life. With that, today I want to talk about money. Money, 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 money. Money. So money, what is money? Money is energy, my friend. And we get to choose which energy frequency we want to be in terms of manifesting money. I made a post recently about a money date. And I think it's super important, and it's something that took me a while to actually start incorporating into my process, my practice, because I'm gonna be honest, I felt shame around looking at my bank account. I was afraid, because I feel like shame is in cahoots with fear. And I felt shame around my bank account, so I kind of tried to ignore it, right? You know, like, money kind of helps move a lot of the things that I enjoy doing and desire for myself, but I would be like, okay, well, I'll use my credit card for this, and I'll use cash for that, and whatever. But I had an idea of where my money was at all times, but like, I really didn't dive deep into it. And recently I started making it a point, you know, every so often, at least like twice a month, to look at my bank account, right? Like, I would go in and I would do two things. One, look at my bank account, where's my money going and where is it coming from and how much is going in or out at any given time. And then I also would create a list of, okay, these are like my reoccurring payments, right? My bills, my whatever. And this is what it looks like. And in order to make a change in my life, this is where I need it to be, right? And kind of create like a quote unquote freedom number in terms of like, what would I need to cultivate from my business in order to be able to do my business full time and still live the life that I am currently living, if not better. And so that is my freedom number. And in looking at that, my freedom number, part of it was also like, what would help me to remove myself from a situation, right? Where would I feel more comfortable if I could like move out without a roommate or something like that? So like, what would that freedom number look like? And it's funny because I would not have noticed that in essence, I have hit my freedom number had I not been doing these money dates. And in doing that, it also gave me some power back, right? Like there, I recognize that, oh my gosh, I have doubled, tripled my income, depending on which part of my life you want to look at. Like I have increased my income exponentially over time. Even in the past year, when I look at, okay, well, I started this one job and it's a commission-based job. And from, you know, what that base salary is to what I'm making now, like basically doubled. And then I started a new job that's a commission-based job within that same year. And so I've doubled my income twice in the past year. Like, I have made some major shifts and changes. Part of that is the belief that like, it's easy peasy, I'm gonna make the money, like I'm going to make the sales that are going to create the space, right? And that is within the structured space. Now, my mission for myself in my own money story is applying this same aspect within the like corporate structure to my business. Like, you know, I feel like it's easier within the corporate structure because there is like a base, right? There is people that I can reach out to. There is like a structure to help us be successful. But in a way, I kind of see myself as alone in my business. Not saying that there's no structure or anything like that. And that is my own realization. And this is what I get to share with you, right? This is part of why I started this podcast and how it's matured over the years, is that I would have I would start these conversations with you and have these like aha moments and be like, oh my gosh, this is where my wall is, and I get to like express and push through the wall with you. And so here's me pushing through the money wall with you on my business, right? So like, I have coaching, I have a structure, I know what I'm doing, and I know how to show up for myself. And so I can continue to show up for myself every single day. These are the little tasks that I get to do every single day and watch everything just fall into place and click into place, because that's how I feel at my job, right? Like, you know, yes, I can look at the numbers and crunch the numbers and see how I'm growing and see how I can tweak and do all that kind of stuff. And that applies to my business as well. But going back to the money story, right? And the money date. So in creating the like, what are my regular payments that I have to make? This is what like the most money I'm gonna have to spend every single month. Rent, car insurance, gas, electric, whatever, all of this stuff. This is what I have, this is where the base is. And then, so this is what that is. Give myself a little extra cushion because we live luxuriously, right? And this is where I want to be. And it's kind of funny, like I swear, like I started doing this and I looked and I was like, one would not have noticed that how much I've increased my income. But the other thing was also like, man, taxes. Taxes are a B, okay? And that is, you know, a part of living in the US, part of living in California, and that it is what it is. But I still get to celebrate because, hey, I've hit this number, and now I understand that a gross freedom number does not align with like what I actually want. So now I get to have, what is my net freedom number? Now, along with what is my gross freedom number. So now I get to like work on that and explore that and align that with my business. Yes? Okay? And in doing that, we create mantras, right? Mastering manifestation is, all right, I am open to receiving that amount of money. I am worthy of that amount of money. I am worthy of six figures. I'm worthy of seven figures. I'm worthy of eight figures, right? I'm here to receive. I am here to receive and be financially abundant. Yes, I am here to live a luxurious life, yes? And so this is my belief structure and this is my support system, and I know that I am divinely supported, and God, source, universe, whatever entity, energy you want to lean into has our back, has my back, has your back. So with that, it is going through, having these dates regularly, knowing and seeing where the money is and where it's going, and then trusting in ourselves to bring forward what it is that we need. We can also structure and reconvene and realign. What's the financial term? When you like with your mortgage, it is, it'll come to me at whatever time, but you know, you go in and you reassess and you're like, okay, well maybe I can shift things here. Like you can get a new loan. You can, adjust what the payments are on this loan if you've been in good standing for a certain amount of time, and then that changes how everything else works out. And you can pay this off and you can pay that off, and you can believe in yourself. That's the other thing, right? As you watch yourself growing and shifting, you build that trust in yourself. And part of me is saying, well, what if you're not growing and shifting? What if things aren't going your way? What do you do then? Keep going. Keep looking, keep seeing, keep asking, right? And then believe in yourself again, right? It's harder when it's not going your way, I'll tell you that. But going back to, well, yeah, I totally did used to not look at my bank account, because why? Shame and fear. But, you know, things happened. I took out a loan and it made it easier to look at my bank account, and it made it easier to make things happen. And yes, I'm paying the loan back, and I am learning more about money. The other thing is learning about money, right? It's not, to me, it's not like a super fun thing. Like I could care less about investments. I don't really care about a lot of things. I just kind of want to go and live and have fun, right? But the more that we can understand it in the physical form and like, you know, how to invest and how to do these things. And that's not something that I'm masterful at yet, but I have an idea of where I want to invest my money for myself so it can continue to grow and expand. I have an idea of the things that really light me up and make me excited, right? And how I can go from there and what I can do from that to help create security for myself and the things that I love and the things that I support, right? Our money is energy. So I like to say like thank you when I get to spend it or when someone else spends it on me. That's the other thing, right? I find with myself and my money story, a big block has always kind of been, and changing that languaging, right? So a block in the past for me has been that I would not receive on my own, right? Like I need some other person's entity, whatever, to help keep me supported. But then I've gotten to a place where I am noticing that I am the powerful one. I am receiving, but I'm also understanding that it's okay to receive through others. I mean, at the end of the day, we are always receiving through others, but it comes from ourselves, is my belief structure, right? Everything that we receive, it's comes from a manifestation of our own. So even if, you know, your parents or grandparents or some family member gives you money or a friend buys you drinks or whatever, that is still receiving, and that's still a cultivation that you've created from yourself. And so that is something to be thankful for, and that is something to recognize and see in your power. So that is the balance that I find for myself, is that, okay, like I could be thankful for the fact that someone's giving to me, someone bought me dinner, someone made me dinner, someone, I don't know, someone handed me $100, you know, just because, whatever, I can be thankful for it and not feel shame because I wanted it, right? Like I wanted the thing, like I didn't want to have to pay for dinner, or I didn't want to have to make it, or I didn't, you know, I could use that extra $100 for something else, right? So like there's no shame in that receiving, right? There's no fear. And I think sometimes we get caught up in this idea that we can't receive. There's something wrong with receiving. We can only receive from certain places in order to be quote unquote successful. So if we get money from a friend or a family member, then we are somehow less than because they have provided for us. But what if we are providing for ourselves in the easiest of ways possible, the path of least resistance. That's the phrase, right? What if we're receding from the path of least resistance? So hey, like the path of least resistance might be that dad handed you, you know, $1,000. Wouldn't that be nice, right? Or the path of least resistance is that, you know, you work a 9-to-5 and they give you a salary of a 6-figure salary every year. Yeah, you know, that might be your path of least resistance. And your path of least resistance might be that you have a business that is thriving and that is giving you all that you need and more to survive. Not just survive, but thrive. So where do we want to put our energy? Where do we want to thrive? Where do we want to say thank you? I mean, I say thank you to all those instances, yes? And have gratitude, and the more gratitude we can have for what it is that we are receiving, we are opening ourselves up to receiving more in all of those pathways. So when we remove the shame and the fear from receiving from another person directly, then we can say thank you and receive more from other people. Ooh, this is a mindset for our business people, right? Let's say, going back to the family member, right? So like if a family member were to give you money and you feel shame around it, I know that this is something that I have felt in my own personal experience of like, oh, okay, well, like, you know, I feel shame because maybe they think that I need money rather than like they just want to give it to me. They think I need money. And even if I do need the money, like there's still shame, right? So there's shame around that. And then we go to a business. If we feel shame around receiving money from someone who just unconditionally loves us and aren't even asking us to do anything to receive it, but be us and be in relationship with them, then how are we going to receive money for a good or service that we're providing? Right? Because I believe that there is a connection there, right? When there is shame around receiving money, the shame is going to be applied in any way of receiving money on some subconscious level, right? Where there is this belief that we're not enough, right? If just simply being is not enough, then it goes to, well, our good and service are not enough. We have to be, maybe I'm projecting here. the good or service is not enough on based off of how we value it, but like how we price it, right? So like maybe we price it to be able to work within our bandwidth and how much we financially need to survive and thrive and all of that. So we price it there. However, if we feel shame around receiving the money for our good or service because maybe we don't think that other people value it as much, then how are we going to receive, right? How are we going to receive when we think that just being is not enough for us to receive? When that is really the reality that we are in. Receiving for being. There is no need to do anything, right? There is no need to bring anything to the table but our divine, wonderful, amazing selves. So when we can say, yes, I am worthy of anything and everything that comes my way because I am so, like, I am rich. I am rich. I am abundant. I am abundance. Like, I am that. So I don't have to do anything but show up. Like, just exist. My pure existence is worthy of being a billionaire. My pure existence is that. So when we can get into that headspace, when we can get to that frequency, then that opens us up to receiving so much more. And that removes the fear, the shame around receiving from, you know, a family member that might seem super easy. They're just like, hey, sweetie, here you go. I don't know. I'm like thinking, like, I saw a video last night where like it was like how the older generation like to give money. And it was like, this guy acted like he was a kid. And I was like, oh, that's like very similar to when I was a kid. Cause it was like, you know, the kid was like, all right, grandma, I'm heading out. And then like, she's like cooking like, all right, sweetie, I hope you have a good day. Hold on, honey. And like, you know, the kid goes like, okay, grandma. And then, you know, the fake like reaching in and then like, here you go. And like grabs the hand and like does this like little thing. Like, okay, now don't tell your mama. This is between me and you. And my grandma used to do stuff like that with me when I was really young. And at that time, when I think about that, like, I was always like, yes! Like, I don't even care what the denomination of money was. Like, yes, I got money. And 9 times out of 10, I would be like, guess what, Dad? Mom gave me $20. Or like, whatever. Or grandma gave me $20. I probably would tell it, but it's whatever. I was excited about it. But where did that shift happen where from like, it came from a place of sacrifice, you know, like, I don't know when the shift happened where I started feeling like I am now a burden, if you will, to receive that money from somebody else. It's shifted from like excitement to receive to like, oh, well, like, you know, they're on a fixed income, they shouldn't be giving me this, or, you know, I didn't do anything to deserve this, and then, like, it becomes just a part of our programming, and it became a part of my programming. So now, we get to reassess, what is our programming? If we believe that our pure existence is worthy of thriving, not just surviving, but thriving in this world, having the abundance that is available to us, being a billionaire, whatever it is that feels abundant to you. If we fully believe that just living is enough, then wherever we receive the money from, wherever we receive the equivalent of money, so maybe it's not, we might not receive like $100, but maybe someone buys us a dinner that is valued at $100, you know, that's still receiving money, that's still receiving that frequency, right? So whenever we're in a space of receiving, we have to really talk to ourselves about, like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because yes, like, not from a narcissistic, of course I'm worthy of it, but like, yes, this is the universe talking back, right? Yes, thank you for buying me dinner. Yes, thank you for giving me $100. Yes, thank you for giving me my salary. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. I am open to receiving because my pure existence, my showing up is enough. I don't have to exchange anything. But by me being my pure self and my pure existence, typically the things that I do day to day is somehow giving back to the community, yeah? You know, I enjoy creating these podcasts. It lights me up. I feel it in my body. I feel it in my spirit. Like, I get tingly talking to you. So obviously, this is like me really showcasing my purest form. And that is worthy of receiving. Right? Receiving your likes, your shares, your subscribes, receiving of sponsorships down the line, receiving of tips, you know, when and subscriptions and all of that good stuff, receiving. I am worthy of all of that. And so are you, dear friend. So, one, takeaway. Make sure that you're doing your money date. Two, takeaway. Make sure that you say thank you. Whether you say it to yourself or to the whomever is giving it to you. Like when I get paid, I like to sometimes just look at my bank account and be like, yes, thank you. This is for me, right? Like really, you know, just lean into the gratitude. Find that childhood excitement of like, no matter what the denomination is, like sometimes I'll see like a penny or a quarter or whatever on the ground. And it's like God, source, universe, whoever was leaving this for me, pick it up. Thank you. Like no matter the denomination, just saying thank you, whether you make it a big like physical thing or just within, acknowledging the receipt, acknowledging the receiving and opening up. Money date and gratitude. Two simple things to add to your daily life to put you in a space to receive more money, all right? Receive more luxury, receive more thriving and live a more fulfilling life because that's what we're here for, right? We're here to come home to ourselves. We're here to live an extraordinary life. So whatever your extraordinary life is, make sure that you're in the space and the alignment to receive it. With that, I say ta-ta for now. Love you much. Bye.